Well, I didn't work for such big companies, but I mean, Fieldings was better than the most. I mean, I suppose a comparable one was Williams and James's. They were kept up pretty clean and tidy, and they also had medical facilities, which they don't have nowadays. So, you know, if you cut your finger, if it wasn't too bad, a nurse or the St. John's person would wrap it up and be about. But if it was too bad, they sent you to the hospital, and then if you were told, oh, you can't work, well, they didn't have a leg to stand on. Like nowadays, they do what they like. Oh, no, that's it, I've got a cold. But I mean, the old shop which they call a new machine shop. I mean, that was a dump. It was the bar stores. They had an old planer there. Oh, I forgot about this. We used to use it for honing big holes, and it was a 3-gearbox Ford engine, and used to use that. There was a pot-bellied fire in the winter, and it wasn't half cold down there. But they were grubby. I suppose looking at that, you say, well, that was 50, 60 years ago. But it was part and parcel of the Fieldings were still going strong in them days, look. But I mean, when they got the new machine shop in, oh, that was kept good, and was real proud of that.